up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, would you look at that? Another week has flown by already. And it's time for another round of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. It's another week with another hour of a big stack of records to play for you. So I'm glad you're along with us. Hope you got your dancing shoes on. Or if nothing else, maybe you're just going to sit there and watch other people dance. I find that to be completely acceptable, too, because if you've ever seen me dance, I read a list this week. 10 things that women find romantic. It was some survey. One of the things on there was dancing. Thought clearly the people who took that survey, none of those women have ever seen me dance, because it is not romantic. It's frightening is what it is. Anyway, let's roll another edition of the Oompa Hour. Let's start it off this week with the Dynatones. This is the Where Were You Polka.
Jasnym ranem przy chłopłodce mamy nie obudzę. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Mama staje, mówi spać ci nie dam. Przewracam się, głowę tak przykrywam. Gdzieś ty był, Jasieńku, do rana? Gdzieś ty był? Pyta się go mama, czyż jeździł, czyż gorzałe pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Czyż jeździł, czyż gorzałe pił? Ja nie pijak, tak mamusi mówił. Dziewczyna mówi, że mnie kocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona. Dziewczyna mówi, że mnie kocha. Ta dziewczyna, będziesz moja żona.
All right, there you go. The Dynatones kick us off this week on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us. We do this every week in case you're just stumbling upon the show somewhere. There's so many ways you could be listening to anything these days. You know, this could be a radio or a web stream or a web, I don't know, a download or a podcast or a regular old broadcast radio station. There are so many different ways you could be listening to the show. So glad you've taken the opportunity to crank it up and enjoy. And hey, I'd like to remind you too, wherever you're hearing this, you know, if you're listening to a radio station or a webcaster or wherever it happens to be, take a minute, send them a little note, even a little email. Send it to them and say, hey, I'm digging listening to the Oompa Hour or anything else that you're hearing on their station or their service to which you are listening to, you would think that people get a lot of feedback who do broadcasting and radio and webcasting and whatnot, but not really. You'd be surprised. What a lonely business it is. But yeah, send them a little note. Send them a postcard. Send them a box of donuts. They would like that. So anyway, let's get back to the music. Now I talked about donuts. Jeez, now I'm hungry again. Stan Wisniak and his TV polka band. This is called My Pretty Girl.
I met her by chance while I was at the dance. Her eyes were big and bright. She set my heart aflight. As she touched my hands, I thought of wedding bands. Oh, what a pretty girl. Oh, what a pretty girl. I met her by chance while I was at the dance. My dream is now complete. Through life we'll dance and whirl. Living is a treat to love my pretty girl. By chance while I was at the dance. Her eyes were big and bright. She set my heart aflight. As she touched my hands, I thought of wedding bands. Oh, what a pretty girl. Oh, what a pretty girl. I met her by chance while I was at the dance. My dream is now complete. Through life we'll dance and whirl. Living is a treat to love my pretty girl.
There you go. That's My Pretty Girl. That's Stan Wisniak and his TV polka band here on Tim Zumpa Hour, where we gather each and every week, sit around the record players, and play these stacks of great old-time records here on the show. How about one from the Polecats? Now, this is one of those records we've talked about before that looks like it spent a lot of its life in a jukebox and has been played a million billion times and shows a lot of that good old patina that any good 45 should have. Here's the Polecats. If I Had a Chance, polka.
If I had a chance to start all over again, would I take your hand in mine and say I'll be your loving man? Would I look into your eyes and say I'm happy that we met? Yes, I'm certain that I would. No hard feelings, no regrets. If yesterday could be tomorrow, would I change my course? Would I think of all the tears we shared and stop them at their source? Would I smile when I first saw you, then just walk on by? No, not in a million years. I think I'd rather die. If the clocks could all run backwards, just what would I do? I try to change the many times I've been unfair to you. As it is, this life is just a lonely one-way street, and I wouldn't change a minute with my woman soft and sweet. Hey! Hey!
you have it, the Polecats there, and if I had a chance, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. Deutschmeister's coming up here in a little bit after we talk about the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin, and invite you to pay him a visit. Now, I don't know where you're at, but where we're at, it's been a long winter, but there are inklings of springtime. We've had a sunny week up here in northern Minnesota. We've had temperatures in the 40s until last night when it got to 2 below again. But temperatures in the 40s coming up here in the coming week. So there's some melting, which usually this turns out to be fake spring, and it gives us all false hope. And then we get a big blizzard in the middle of the hockey tournaments in March. But maybe not. You never know. But we start thinking about spring. And if you start thinking about spring and traveling and places to go, Superior, Wisconsin, right, of course, across the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota, you've got the World of Accordions Museum there with like 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display. They have all sorts of activities and things going on during the nice weather months. You can check out the displays. You can visit the gift shop. You can learn about the instruments. They actually have training there, one of the only places in the world to learn how to repair and maintain the instruments. So check them out online. You can see some pictures of the museum, and it's kind of overwhelming. I always like to think, how much does 1,400 accordions weigh, you know? But look at them online, worldofaccordions.org. All the information is there. I should have checked. I don't think they have the 2020 schedule of activities and events up yet. But check them out. Might want to put it on your traveling agenda. Be great. It's a great route to camp. If you come up in a camper, a big motorhome, or even if you just bring a tent in the back of a Volkswagen, doesn't matter, because you're heading up the North Shore from the Duluth Superior area. A lot of great camping spots and a lot of fun stuff to do. Check it out, worldofaccordions.org on the internet. Now, the tough thing about doing a show like this is deciding which records to play. And then once you decide which records you want to play, you have the eternal conflict of, do you want to play the A side or the B side? Every 45 has got two sides. And so I pulled out the Deutschmeisters doing Bicycle Built for Two. And I thought, well, this is a waltz. It's a little early in the show for a waltz, isn't it? Well, maybe not. I mean, we're four records into it. We could have a waltz. Then I thought, no, I'll play the Circle Two-Step on the other side because that's got dancing instructions and everything. And then I thought, yeah, but Bicycle Built for Two was the A side, so that would be the more popular side, likely, and probably more people want a waltz than two-step. I don't know if you do or not. I'm totally trying to read your mind, and it never works. Bottom line, we're going to waltz, ladies and gentlemen. If you're ready, here's the Deutschmeisters and Bicycle Built for Two.
Thank you.
Janet Deutschmeister's there doing a little waltzing here on the Oompa Hour. There's a lot of serious oompa-ing in that one, too, there with the Bicycle Built for Two. I was just looking at the record label here. It's on Pleasant Peasant Records, and it's got a picture of a horn on the record label. And I always thought it looked like a French horn to me. And for a second here, for the first time in my life after 50 or so years of looking at these records, I thought, maybe that's a tuba. But there's no way that's a tuba. It can't be. It looks like a French horn, which is totally not even a polka instrument. I don't know. Anyway, let's play another song before things get out of control here. It's called Polka Pops. It's kind of just popular polka songs kind of shoved into a little medley here. Here's the New Yorkers. The New Yorkers there. That's the Polka Pops here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, of course, and your politically free zone. One of the few places you can go to listen to a little entertainment on the radio or web stream and not hear a whole lot of talk about politics. Because I just don't care. No, actually, I did. I put a brand new presidential campaign sticker on my car today. I'm serious now. And maybe some of you will remember this. I just put a Pat Paulson for president sticker on my car. If you remember, Pat Paulson ran in 1968 kind of as a joke, and a whole bunch of people wrote him in. He was a writer for the Smothers Brothers show, and then he did it election after election after election. Then after he died, his kids ran him for president again, and then his son, Monty Paulson, ran for president, and it turns out they've still got a whole bunch of his stuff from back in the day, and you can still buy campaign buttons and stuff. So I'm putting a Pat Paulson bumper sticker on my car. I just put it on there today. And more because I want people to say to me, who's Pat Paulson? Because then I'll know that they are not mature. yes. Frankie Yankovic and his Yanks probably did this record back when Pat Paulson was running for president. Yes, I know some of you are snickering. Anyway, here's Frankie and the Yanks. This is the Pocatello Polka. Are you doing the Pocatella Polka, Pocatella Polka? Ah, sure you are. Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks. If you're wondering what this mess is, you're listening to Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show every week. We get together. We meet right here. Like they used to say, same bat time, same bat channel. And I sit down with a stack of actual polka records, and we sit here and play them. So glad you're with us. I want to play something kind of weird now. And this is really more of a of special meaning to people who are around here, where I'm producing the show right now, in up on the Iron Range in northern Minnesota, northeastern Minnesota, up on the Arrowhead, we call it. You may remember, if you're from the area or you remember hearing about it, there was a disc jockey, a radio personality by the name of Bobby Arrow, who he's Finnish. Or he pretends to be Finnish. I'm trying to remember what the deal was. And he invented his own kind of language called Finglish, which is a combination of England and English and Finnish. And he did a radio show up in, why do I not remember now? Anyway, up here in northeastern Minnesota on the Iron Range for years and years and years and years. And his Finnish shtick caught on so good, he actually went to Finland to perform for people there. And there's actually a documentary about him. You can watch it on YouTube. If you look up the Bobby Arrow story, it's Arrow, A-R-O, actually. And every now and then, I like to pull out one of these Bobby Arrow records, you know, like once a year, just because it's part of the deal up here. And this spreads his fame far and wide. And all the records that they didn't make a lot of records, and the ones you find are always beat up because the people that bought them played the dickens out of them. Here's Bobby Arrow. This is Schottisch number 7.
Well, here we go with another couple of 2-3 minutes needle scratching. Here's the ghost now. When I'm feeling pretty high from the gully I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway known as number 7. And then the kappakas all close tight, I do the only thing that's right. I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway known as number 7. If you ever come and visit, there's one thing you will see. 15 blonde-headed Finnish kids that look exactly like it me. I feed them kala mojakka, sometimes riiskryni puuroa, in my shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as number 7. Soita paru teikki voika jaa. Da It's a one-room shanty with a trail in the back leading to the resting room. And there's a sauna there where I change underwear every June. My Minnie and my mother-in-law, you'll see, feeding the dickens out of me in my shack in the spot by the highway that is known as number 7. Not the Ux, Cox, Qualame, or the Nellie V. Spoos, but the highway number 7. Yeah, yeah.
Ah, yes, the old highway number 7. That's been he recorded that under several different titles, actually. That one was recorded live in Finland. Bobby Arrow here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I hope that's a throwback for somebody that remembers Bobby, because it was crazy but fantastically entertaining in the day. Now we got a little fiddling for you, a little fiddling polka music, and this is a short one, man. Sometimes I pull these records out and I look at them, and I'm like, a minute and 48 seconds, it's hardly even worth putting it on the record player. Here's E.J. Hopkins and the Julita Polka. There you go. I saw you dancing to that one. There's a Julita Polka, E.J. Hopkins on the fiddle there. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Now, here's another great polka that I think just about every good polka band in history has probably recorded this one. And I don't know why, but for some reason, to me, the Art Perko Orchestra version is like the definitive version. And I don't know that it's any better than anybody else's version, but it's just one that always stands out to me. And I tend to skip over the record when I grab it out of the shelf here, because I'm like, oh, I play that all the time. But in reality, I don't, because I skip it over thinking I play it too much. Anyway, here's the Art Perko Orchestra. Here's the Peanuts Polka.
Thank you.
Bert Perko's Orchestra. That's the Peanuts Polka, of course, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Hey, glad you're with us. Remind you, too, get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour if you'd like to make a request or a dedication. I prefer if you want to dedicate something that you send it in way early. You know, like go through your calendar that is still only toward the beginning of the year and flip through it and go, ah, Susie's birthday in April and John and Marge's anniversary in July and blah, blah, blah. And shoot an email with all of them on there. And it would be glad to play them a song in the week of their event. But a little lead time is good, especially if, like, if you want the anniversary waltz. I probably have to look through 300 records to find it again. But hey, glad to do that for you. You can send an email. That's the easiest way. OompaHour@AOL.com. There, it's two oohs and Oompa. OompaHour@AOL.com. Or you can Facebook us, where I try to remember to post the playlist for each show before that week, if I remember, which honestly, most of the time I don't. But sometimes you can get a preview of what's coming up in the next week's show. So you can look for that. It's just facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll do that for you. Or you can call and leave a voice message or send a text to area code 218-259-2985. All right, 218-259-2985. Any one of those ways, we'll get it taken care of. And I think I probably need to work on a mailing address. Sometimes we have people that are like, I want to send you a record. And remember, we don't play any new music on the Oompa Hour. There are plenty of shows for that. Everything we play is, that's why it's old-time oldies. They're all from vintage phonograph records. So that's why you don't hear any of the great new bands on this show. Not that they're not fabulous, because they are. I have many favorites. But that's the way we do it here at the Oompa Hour. Now, I have the Shimoleski brothers up. They're also from the Shimoleski Funtime Band, the Shimoleski Family Band, the Shimoleskis. They've recorded under a million names like over the last 100 years. And in fact, they do tours where you can go with them on a tour. They're just coming back from Africa this week. They're playing polkas in Africa. Don't you wonder how that goes over? Anyway, I don't know. But I pulled out a great old Shimoleski Brothers 45. And this is not a waltz, but it's a nice slow number. So if you're waiting for a slow song to dance to, here's Don Ho would be proud. Here's Tiny Bubbles.
Silver Sea. a toast to you and me. Tiny bubbles in the wine make me happy, make me feel fine. Tiny bubbles make me warm all over with the feeling that I'm gonna love you till the day I die. With the feeling that I'm gonna love you till the end of time.
Ah, see, I caught you dancing, didn't I? Huh? There's the Shimoleski Brothers and Tiny Bubbles here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. What do we got over here? You know, here's one you don't hear from very often. The Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band. Yeah, they made some great records. They just don't come around very often. Here's the Rain Rain Polka. The Raspberry Reynolds Polka Band there, and the Rain Rain Polka seemed awful happy sounding for a polka about rain. I don't know, but anyway, there they are right here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. This next record, one of my favorite songs I always like to play, and especially just because there's interesting historical significance. I have the Wheels Polka up by Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins. Maybe it's Svetkovich. Svetkovich. Svetkovich feels good. Anyway, with a band called the Austins, so I'm guessing the record is from Texas, but I don't really know that. However, the Wheels Polka was written by Norman Petty, who is from Clovis, New Mexico, who was the producer who recorded all those Buddy Holly hits. He was responsible for making Buddy Holly a big rock and roll star in the 50s. And Norman was part of the Norman Petty Trio, and they did a lot of fun songs, and he liked polkas. He didn't really do, like, old-style oompa polkas or accordion polkas, but he liked polkas. And there was a song called Wheels, which is he recorded. He did the recording in his studio for a group called the Stringalongs, had a big hit with it, and a lot of other bands did it. And it's a great polka, but it kind of relies on guitar as opposed to an accordion or a concertina or what have you. So this is just kind of fun to play, and I think it's a pretty rare record, because I've never seen another copy of this 45 anywhere. I'm hoping they're from Texas, because that'd be really cool with a band named The Austins. For all I know, it's a family name. I have no idea. Johnny Svetkovich and The Austins. Here's an oldie but a goodie. They're all oldies. Here's the Wheels Polka. So you recognize that, didn't you? That's the Wheels Polka, Johnny Svetkovich, I think, and the Austins here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. This next record now, I just feel special. I do. I feel special when I read this one. Stan Wolowick and the Polka Chips, great band, made a lot of records. This one is on Capitol Records. I swear I have records by them on ABC Records. Now I want to go dig through the records and look. But on the record, on the 45, it's printed on the label. It says this is their promotional debut record. Promotional debut record. And I think that means that's got to mean with Capitol Records, because they were with ABC Records earlier than that. I think. Anyway, Stan Wolowick and the Polka Chips. Here's those Boombas.
Step 14.
Dan Wallowick and the Polka Chips there, those Boombas. I could probably play one of those here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Got a great record out of Minneapolis, Minnesota from a long, long time ago. Coming up here in just a minute.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I told you we had an oldie but a goodie. Came out of Soma Records, Minneapolis, Minnesota. I bet this record goes back to the 50s, pretty close anyway. I got the Good Morning Polka here from Roman Rizak and his orchestra. Did you know that Soma Records, S-O-M-A, Soma Records, they're Minneapolis, put out a ton of records. Everything from rock and roll to country and western to old-time records to religious records. They just made a ton of records down there. And did you know that Soma is actually named after the guy that owned the record company? His name was Amos, and Soma is his first name backwards. Amos Hiley Archer owned the record company. And completely pointless bit of trivia for you there. Here's Roman Rizak and the orchestra. This is the Good Morning Polka. Well, as long as we're hanging around with records from the Midwest here on the show suddenly. By the way, Roman Rizak and the orchestra there, the Good Morning Polka. How about Norm Dombrowski and the Happy Notes, huh? Why not out of Stevens Point, Wisconsin? Ma and Pa, it says, are singing on this one. Here's a lover, come back to me, polka.
this be the end? My heart is sad and blue, sighing, crying for you.
There you go, the Happy Notes Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I don't think I have time to fit in another song, but I'm going to do it anyway. Let's see if we can't get away with it, huh? How about Louis Bachelle and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra and the Red Raven Polka to take us home this week? All right, there you go. We jammed it in there. Louis Bachelle and the Silk Umbrella Orchestra and the Red Raven Polka as we wind down another round of Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Man, how time flies, huh? I'm going to get to work picking out another stack of records for next week because we got to crank up these record players again. So keep those dancing shoes handy, huh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it all over again next week, right here at this very same spot. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.